Yerushalmi Kelayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Chav Hey. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Med Beis at the lower Mishnah on the page. Hazei v'akelev kelev akufri v'hashul ha'evim v'atzivayim ha'yilim v'archelim ha'sus v'apered ha'pered v'chamor chamor v'ha'od afapi she'doymin zeh lazeh kelayim zeh bazeh. A wolf and a dog, a kufri dog and a fox, a goat and a deer, a gazelle and a ewe, a horse and a mule and a donkey and a wild donkey. Even though they look similar, they are kelayim and may not be bred together. Ha-kelev im kelev kufrin enon kilayim. Udloik v'meya, d'vmeya oime kilayim afagav, d'vmeya ama kelev min behema moide bekelev kufri shehu min chaya. Ha-kelev im kelev kufri aldaite d'vmeya kilayim. The Gemara says that the Mishnah implies that a dog with a kufri dog is not kilayim, and this is unlike v'meya, who says that they are kilayim. Even though v'meya said that a dog is a behema, which is a domesticated animal, he agrees that a kufri dog is a chaya, a beast. But according to v'meya, a dog with a kufri dog, is kilayim. Oif loitanisa, Amav Yochanan, Aisisa, Mindava, Dalea, Tarnagol, Im, Hafisioni, Tarnagol, Im, Hatavas, Afal Pisha, Doimenze, Laze, Kilayim, Zebaze. Rav Yochanan said that birds that appear similar but are Kilayim were not taught in the Mishnah. I cited a brisa from a sage called Bar Dalia that there are birds that appear similar but are Kilayim, a rooster with a Pisioni, which is a type of quail, and a rooster with a Tavas, which is a peacock. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Mishnah Shlema, Shana Lanu, Rebbe, Bechein, Chaya, Va'oif, Yitzah Behen. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, no, Rebbe explicitly taught us this in a Mishnah in Maseches Bava Kama, where he said, and similarly, Kilayim applies to beasts and birds, so the brisa of Bar Dalia was not needed. Amma Rabbi Yoina, I should say, Socha Lahadav to Rabbi Yochanan, Taninan Hacha, Chaya, Upashanta Tamon, Taninan Behema, Hacha, Upashanta Tamon, Ois Tanisa, Tamon, Asa, Upashanta, Hacha. Rav Yonah says that Rav Yochanan's brisa is needed. The Mishnah in Bava Kama mentions Chaya, which is beasts, and our Mishnah gave examples. The Mishnah there mentioned animals, and our Mishnah gave examples. The Mishnah that mentioned birds, and Bar Dalia gave examples. Amar Rav Yosi v'Yos, Baradicha sha'oif asa b'kilayim. Another explanation for Rav Yosi is that Bar Dalia's brisa teaches that it is forbidden to mix breed such birds, whereas the Mishnah in Bava Kama was discussing pulling with two different animals. Rav Yirmiyah Amar Kahana Shal L'Reish Lokish Hamarbiya Bechayos Hayam Ma'u. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question. Kahana asked, Reish Lakish, may one mix breed two sea creatures? Amalei oid hen ksiv bahen laminehem. Reish Lakish said to Kahana, well, the Pasuk says in Bereishis Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph, laminehem, according to their kind, as it does about other creations, meaning that it should be prohibited. Rabbi Acha le'ama kein ela haba amar Acha b'shem Reish Lakish, kok shekosav boi laminehu, kilayim noyeg boi. Rabbi Acha says that wasn't the discussion between Kahana and Reish Lakish. Well, Reish Lakish said that any creation about which the Pasuk uses the word Leminehu, there is a problem of Kilayim. Hesiv Kahana, Hari Chayasayam, Hari Ksiv Bahen, Leminehen, Me'ata Kilayim Reg Bahen. Kahana asked the question, sea creatures have the word Leminehem written about them, but do they have a prohibition of Kilayim? And Rabbi Yosi Be'Rabun, Hacha Pas Kahana Mesutei al Reish Lakish V'Sadai. Rabbi Yosi Be'Rabun says that Kahana spread his net over Reish Lakish and caught him. Am Rav Yoina, Yochol Ana Patala Mishim Manhig Maisi Chut Vekata Budnei Benechisa Uvudnei Deruike Veinun Shaifin Dein Imdein Umezarin. Rav Yoina says, I can answer that the prohibition is to pull with them, not to breed with them. How is this possible? How could one pull with fish and sea creatures? If he ties a string to the ear of the Kisa fish and the ear of the Eureka fish when they swim along the river, then the plough is pulled along and the land is sown.